This is a Daily Wildcat production.
Hello, lovely listeners.
And welcome to another mini-sode of Wildcat Crime, the monthly podcast dedicated to taking a closer look at some of the most infamous crimes to occur at the University of Arizona and within the Wildcat community, brought to you by the Daily Wildcat and Camp Student Radio. My name is Vanessa Ontiveros, and I'll be your host. Happy April Fools, lovely listeners! Now, this is never a holiday I ever really got into, but when I realized that I had a mini-sode scheduled to come out on April 1st, I knew exactly what I wanted to talk about and exactly who I wanted to talk about it with. Joining me today are two of my co-workers and two all-around great guys. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
My name is Mark Lawson.
I'm Alec White.
And what are your jobs?
We are the sports editors. We do everything related to sports here.
That is right, and they do it very well. Now, the reason I have you two in the studio today is to discuss pranks, specifically between two legendary rivals, the University of Arizona and Arizona State University. Now, you two are both from Tucson, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about this rivalry?
It's underrated, and it's one of the best across all of college sports.
I agree. It's been going on for quite some time. Feels like we kind of dominate certain sports, they kind of dominate certain sports, but I think it's very underrated, like Alec was saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so the other reason I asked you on the show today is because a few of these pranks are sports related. You said it's been going on for a long time. We have one from 1937 today. So what we'll be doing today is I will read to you five different pranks, and you will rank them on a 1 to 5 scale. What should the scale be?
What do you mean, what should the scale be?
Like
in terms of...
If something's really good, we give it 5 whatevers.
Five basketballs.
5 basketballs? Okay.
I was going to say five middle fingers.
Five middle fingers, yeah.
I was about to say this is a family pranks, show. This is not a family show.
Pranks, middle fingers, all blends together, yeah.
Five middle fingers it is. Then let's get into it. Now let me clarify one thing. Many of these pranks are criminal acts, and here on Wildcat Crime, we do not condone criminal activity. We just report on it. That being said, we're going to have some fun with these today. So, I got all of this information from an Arizona Daily Star article from 2017 entitled, From Vandalism to Kidnapping, 10 Pranks from the UA-ASU Rivalry. Number 1, Painting the A's. So to start off, this one has happened many, many times over the years. Students from one of the schools, and usually it's only a couple of vandals, will paint the A on A Mountain in Tempe red and blue, or the A on A Mountain in Tucson yellow and maroon. This usually happens before the Territorial Cup football game between the two schools. So what would you guys rate this very classic, very common one?
This is a 1 to me. It's everybody kind of sees
it
happen.
A 1, yeah. This is kind of like the prank where you, this is like the prank in terms of like laying your jacket over a puddle for a girl to walk over. It's very, like, it's the chivalrous prank. It's been happening for a while. Just reminds me of those times, so I'm going to go to 1.
Okay. Sad little 1 middle finger. Number 2. This one is actually pretty similar to the last one, but with a slight twist. And you guys might actually remember this one. In 2013, vandals believed to be related to ASU snuck onto the UA campus sometime in the early morning hours of November 26th and covered the Wildcat statue on the mall with yellow spray paint and the letters ASU. This is the statue of two Wildcats and their cubs located next to the administration building. I actually have pictures to show the two boys. That's what it ended up looking like. For listeners at home, it's these four bronze Wildcats just kind of covered in yellow spray paint.
It's like when somebody tells you don't eat the yellow snow, this is what they show you when it's not actual snow.
It's not.
So they were cleaned pretty quickly after, as you clearly they're not that color anymore today, but what do you guys think of that one?
Solid 2. I'll go 1 above. I mean, it's got some creativity, but it's a statue. You can get it off.
Go about a 2. You don't mess with a mama and her cubs, though. So they're crossing the line on that one. You gotta chill out.
All right. So, number three, we are taking it back in time all the way to 1937 during the football season. In August, the then ASU student manager, Tom Lillico, quote-unquote, kidnapped three top prospects from the UA football team. And he did it 6 weeks before UA was scheduled to play ASU for its big opening game. The players were Walt Ruth, Wayne Pitts, and Rex Hopper. I don't know if you guys have heard of any of these names. I have not. But they were apparently a big deal in 1937.
No, was not around back then.
Really? They were already living in UA dorms at the time. And Tom Lillico actually drove down to Tucson. And he got the players to return with him to Tempe that night and join the ASU team.
I think I'll give that one a solid four. I mean, that's a kidnapping. That's some serious Mission Impossible type comeback right there.
Yeah, I'm going to also give that a four. I feel like that's some next level stuff right there. Like, you know, there's winning and losing, and then there's kidnapping. So I'm going to go with a four on that one. Especially back then, that was like next level for back then.
Mm-hmm. In football, when someone poaches a player, is it actually called kidnapping? I thought they were just being dramatic.
That'd be like a trade, I guess.
Yeah.
But this wouldn't be a trade. This would just be, this is like, it's like LeBron, like next level LeBron stuff. <right?
laughs> Yeah.
All right. Number four. This one took place in 1962, the swinging 60s. A few weeks before the rivalry football game, the ASU bell had been stolen. And no one knew who did it. People had their suspicions, until an off-duty sheriff's deputy spotted three UA students with the bell in the back of a horse trailer, and the students had apparently been planning to ring it during the halftime at the big game, and were pretty disappointed that their plan was foiled. Police at the time said they were worried that if the plan had been carried out, it would have started a riot. Thoughts?
Let me give that a one. They got caught, first of all, which is like, you know, that I feel like that just devalues it. And then a horse trailer, like, that's just weird to me, like Red Dead Redemption type stuff. But I'm going a one on that one.
I'll go one and a half middle fingers, just the half for creativity, but everything else, the execution was very, very poor.
The execution was poor. I also think they were caught a few blocks away from campus. Like, they were within arm's reach of victory.
That makes it even worse.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty cool. And last one, number five. Last but not least, this one hits a little bit close to home. In 2014, four ASU students came onto the UA's campus and posed as UA students, asking people to sign a petition to return Tucson to Mexico, as it was on stolen land. They called it Proposition 200. And the Daily Wildcat actually ended up writing a story about the phony proposition, and later released an editorial saying we were embarrassed by the incident. The editorial also said they hoped that we would win the football game, and, quote, settle the score. And we did end up winning that game, 42-35.
Yeah, that 2014 game is probably the best Arizona football win over ASU in a long time, because that won the Pac-12 South. So kind of a middle finger reverse ways to ASU in terms of that prank. So I'll give that one a four, but then ultimately the big middle finger came in that football game, which was good.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a three. It would have been a little higher, but we won that game, so I feel like that was kind of like the end-all, be-all of that one. But I would say about a three, give or take, on that one.
So before we go, what would your ideal prank be? You've been scoring a lot of these pretty low. What would
somebody
get you a five? Somebody
has got to die. I'm kidding.
But this was supposed to be the episode without any murders.
It's a crime podcast. We gotta go all out.
But I need an episode without any murders.
Too bad. We will have
them. Yeah, we get gruesome out here. You know, creativity is applauded. Maybe something I've never seen before would be a big thing. That's something I would look for.
Yeah, destruction of things are always interesting. Destruction.
Death.
Death, destruction, those make pranks. It makes headlines.
Because, I mean, nobody's really going to remember, like, you know, a horse trailer got stolen 40 years ago. But, I mean, like, if somebody dies, like, I'm going to remember that.
If prank. Something burns down, I'm going to remember that, too.
People? Somebody dies in the burning building.
Yes.
So if someone dies in a burning building next year, you know who it was. It's called
Not us.
Listen, yeah, it was not me, but...
Once again, we do not condone criminal activity on this show. So thank you for coming on today. I was going to ask if you thought we would do better next season.
I sure think they will do better next season, but...
Are we talking about pranks, or are we talking about...
Oh, pranks, or...
No, I was talking about sports, but this is not a sports podcast.
It's a murder podcast.
It is a murder podcast.
We're going to murder the
Sun Devils. Well, Nico Mannion's going to murder Remy Martin.
Those names.
Put that in the podcast.
Thank you both for being on today. From the Daily Wildcat and Camp Student Radio, this has been Wildcat Crime. Thank you all for listening. Till next time. Thank you for listening to this minisode of Wildcat Crime. If you liked it and want to hear more from us in the future, please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show. And to tell your friends, follow us on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Wildcat Crime Pod. Feel free to message us with questions, comments, or episode ideas. You can also reach us by emailing vanessao@dailywildcat.com. This episode was researched, written, recorded, and edited by yours truly, Vanessa Ontiveros. Recorded in Camp Studios. Our logo was designed by Nick Trujillo. Our music was Ghost Dance by Kevin McLeod. Special thanks to everyone at Camp Student Radio. Special thanks to everyone at the Daily Wildcat. And a very special thanks to Mark Lawson and Alec White for appearing on the podcast today. Once again, thank you for listening. This has been Wildcat Crime. Till next time.